Edwin Torres is an investigator who monitors gang activity for the State Commission of Investigation. He says neighborhood-based juvenile gangs are more dangerous and violent than traditional gangs, and the violence is often generated by a perceived slight from something they post through their cell phone on social media.
Social pressure for our young people is so enormous for them to respond that it will result in some sort of violence on the streets. It will be answered on the streets with some sort of violence. It's almost like pulling some sort of cyber trigger when they post something online.
Investigators say many prosecutors are frustrated that young people arrested for gun possession often end up back on the streets within a day and commit more crimes. The commission hopes its hearing on the problem will spur a statewide conversation on effective ways to address it. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.